This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to a flute concerto by Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach. And usually, rather than saying the whole name, which is a bit of a mouthful, people say CPE Bach, so that's how we'll say it, by his initials. We'll be listening to the first movement today and the last two movements tomorrow. You can't talk about CPE without talking about his father, Johann Sebastian, the guy who everyone usually means when they just say Bach. He's considered one of the greatest composers ever, and for good reason. But in his day, his music was actually pretty old-fashioned. Still, he had a big influence over classical music thanks to his offspring, and he had a lot of them, 7 with his first wife and 13 with his second wife. There are 4 Bach children who had particularly significant careers as composers, of whom CPE is the most prominent, and their music had a big impact on that budding classical era. CPE was also known as the Berlin Bach, to distinguish himself from his brother Johann Christian, who was known as the London Bach, because he lived in London for over 20 years and served as the music master to the Queen. An 8-year-old Mozart met him on a trip to London, which would have a profound impact on the young composer, and they stayed in touch, meeting a couple more times. Mozart was a lifelong admirer. Other brothers include Johann Christoph Friedrich, a prolific composer who spent most of his time as a court musician, and Wilhelm Friedmann, a renowned organist whose alcoholism and difficult personality affected his employability despite his enormous talent. So there would have been few people in the music world who wouldn't have known of at least one of the Bachs. Now, like I said, if you say the name Bach today, it's the father, Johann Sebastian, that you're probably talking about. But back in the day, Bach meant CPE, and he was a big deal. Mozart once famously said, quote, "Bach is the father, we are the children." Haydn, Beethoven, Mendelssohn, a whole host of other composers studied his music, even as his popularity with the public waned. He's credited as one of the composers who transitioned from the Baroque style of the early and mid-1700s, that's the style his father composed in, into the classical style that developed later in the century. One of his big stylistic innovations is in emotional expression through music. The convention in the Baroque era was to keep one mood or affect throughout a movement, giving it a unifying feel. CPE's father, though, often shifted moods within movements, and CPE took that even further, often utilizing dramatic contrasts in his music. That expressiveness can be heard throughout this first movement, with the orchestra starting out brisk and upbeat, but it's not all a smooth ride. The middle of the movement changes things to a dramatic minor, and even the more upbeat passages are punctuated by detours into other moods. Here's the Advent Chamber Orchestra and Constanze Schöfflin with the first movement of CPE Bach's Flute Concerto in G Major.
Thank you.
Funny, at the start of the movement, it feels like a fun, light piece, but then those changes really add another level or two to the music and to the emotional impact. Thanks to the Advent Chamber Orchestra and Constance Schefflin for putting that up on museopen.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be finishing up with C.P.E. Bach's Flute Concerto in G major. We'll see you then.